Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
A senior opposition politician says patient safety is being placed in danger amid a halt in funding for critical ambulance staff. Advanced paramedics respond to 999 calls and provide advanced life support as well as other specialist treatments. But an industrial dispute over how advanced paramedics are recognised and paid has led to concerns patients could be put at risk. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more on this and he's with me now. What is this all about?
Yeah, so the National Ambulance Service has been under the microscope in recent weeks with response times questioned. A man in Gorey, County Wexford, reportedly had to wait 8 hours and 57 minutes for an ambulance to even be dispatched from Shankillen, County Dublin, 72 kilometres away, while in December an internal audit revealed how paramedic posts are being suppressed despite a need to double the staffing. And concerns this evening specifically around advanced paramedics, 417 such employees in the National Ambulance Service, and they respond to patients who call 999 or 112 for emergency medical assistance, and they can provide advanced life support including use of an endotracheal tube, manual defibrillation and urinary catheterisation.
Mm-hmm. So what specifically are the concerns, Barry?
Essentially, there's no specific employment grade within the HSE called advanced paramedic. A review of roles and responsibilities in the ambulance service, that's currently underway, Cormac, with a view to creating a new paramedic specialist grade. And the HSE and trade unions, they're trashing this out at the Workplace Relations Commission right now. But there are political concerns this evening that this process, it's taking too long and so putting patient safety at risk. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan, he points to a lack of provision in the 2025 HSE service plan to train advanced paramedics this year, and he fears this will lead to a dearth of staff in this vital speciality.
Well, I've been contacted by a large number of advanced paramedics who work in the National Ambulance Service, and they're very concerned about the fact that for this year there is no training for the advanced paramedic grades. It's essentially been suspended and it's not in the service plan for the HSE for this year. There is an issue here because there is no specific advanced paramedic grade that's within the National Ambulance Service, but there are advanced paramedics that were recognised by what's called the Pre-Hospital Emergency Care Council. There was a commitment by government and by the management of the National Ambulance Service to put in place a new grade and what's called an Advanced Specialist Paramedic Grade. That was part of reforms and changes that were to take place in the National Ambulance Service. That grade has not yet been put in place, and the management of the National Ambulance Service has stopped training any of the advanced paramedics for this year. And that's really difficult, and it's going to be problematic for the National Ambulance Service and indeed for patients.
How strong are your concerns around patient safety this evening as a result?
Well, I have concerns about patient safety, primarily because that's what's been reported to me from paramedics who are working on the front line. We know that for many paramedics, they are already burned out because of the lack of paramedics which exist within the system. We have to make sure that we're training more paramedics, but also that we have as many of these advanced paramedic roles as possible. We have to ensure, first of all, that there is a accepted grade that has to be put in place. We have to make sure that there is training for advanced paramedics within the ambulance service. That's not happening. And for me, that is a real concern. I'm concerned that we won't have the specialists within the National Ambulance Service to respond to the very serious threats which exist and patient safety needs. So if you talk to anybody who works in the National Ambulance Service, and I've spoken to many, many paramedics, they are very concerned from a patient safety perspective that these issues are dragging on. And while all of that's happening, the current training for the advanced paramedics has essentially ceased and is not funded in the HSE service plan for this year. I think that's wrong. I think it is dangerous in relation to patient safety.
You wish to raise this in the Dáil with the Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. What specifically could she do to help resolve this issue for you?
The Minister needs to step in to ensure two things. One, that the new grade, which has been promised, is recognised by the National Ambulance Service. And secondly, that funding is provided so that training can happen this year.
The minister and the government argue that there has been a 25% increase in the level of staff within the National Ambulance Service over the past 5 years, with over 2,000 members of staff working in direct patient care roles. That's what they might argue this evening.
The government can talk about a 25% increase, but their own target, their own plan, their own strategy, which they commissioned themselves, call for a doubling of the number of paramedics. And within that, there has to be then a percentage of advanced paramedic grades and roles.
And that is Sinn Féin's David Cullinan. Barry, what are ambulance drivers and paramedics saying themselves?
John McCamley is SIP2 trade union organiser in the ambulance sector, and he's not ruling out strike action.
There's a level of frustration and annoyance on the ground with our members in relation to the suspension of advanced paramedic courses across the country. SIP2 have raised its concerns with ambulance management. With the suspension or postponement of the course, the numbers of advanced paramedics being trained up has obviously dried up, meaning that there's an ever-decreasing number of advanced paramedics across the country. They provide an absolutely vital service, as many of their colleagues working in the ambulance service do, to the public and to the health service. And obviously, if there's no training courses taking place, this does have an effect in the numbers that could provide this vital service.
What's happening at the moment in terms of resolving this dispute, and how likely at this juncture is industrial action?
Well, presently we're engaged at the Workplace Relations Commission to agree a framework for the future of the National Ambulance Service. Now, this involves quite a range of different issues, one of which is obviously the advanced paramedic grade. We're hopeful that we can reach an agreement on a framework. But obviously, there's a lot of frustration and annoyance at the delays with this process by management, in the National Ambulance Service, by the HSE and by the Department of Health. It has dragged on for quite some time at this stage. We are at the stage now where we have a set of proposals that we can agree, or we will be balloting members for industrial action up to and including strike action.
And what is the date or the deadline for any potential resolution?
Well, we've set that deadline for the 26th of March. We met with the Workplace Relations Commission today. We have further engagement this week, and we're hopeful that we can reach a resolution. But we're also ready to start balloting our members.
Okay, hopeful but ready to ballot, says John McCamley of SIP2. Barry, what's the view of the HSE and the department then?
The HSE insists it has created a new employment grade to address how certain paramedics are recognised. This has been created, it says, but it adds how the HSE and trade unions are engaging in a range of matters at the WRC at present, including how advanced paramedics are graded and deployed. It says it's expected this will enable a recollaboration of educational priorities within the ambulance service. Now, the Health Minister, Jennifer Carol McNeill, she's previously told the Doyle how significant investment in the National Ambulance Service has seen total staff numbers rise to over 2,400. This represents a 25% increase over the last 5 years, while the last budget also brought a 23% rise in funding for the National Ambulance Service. But as we heard a few moments ago, those figures don't pass much truck with David Cullinan. So expect this to play out on the floor of the Doyle over the coming days and weeks.
And we'll expect an update from you as well. Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed.